Now, do we have our guy on the line here, our multiple failure guy on the line?
Rich in Oak Harbor.
What line is he on?
When I first called Rich, he said, hold on, I got to turn the radio down. And then so he put in his earpiece or whatever and got his off the Bluetooth deal. And then I'm pretty sure he was listening to us at the moment. I'm saying, yeah, it's us.
All right, so his story involves Valium and yawning, I guess. So what we're doing is we're taking stories of multiple failures to win you a Brad and John 930 knucklehead shirt today, because one of our 930 knucklehead of the week nominees is a guy who failed the driving test 157 times, the written test. So this is sounds like it's a story of somebody failing you, Rich, from what I gather.
Yeah.
And we'll get to the Valium in a second. But first of all, it all started when you dislocated your mouth, your jaw, when you were yawning. Is that correct?
Yes. I was a senior in high school. This was in 87. And I had started to yawn, so I yawned once, the second time even wider, and then the third time just really wide. And when I was finished with the third yawn, my mouth failed to close because I had dislocated my jaw.
I've had my jaw spasm before and stuff, and it like freaks out and it hurts.
So your mouth is open like wide open, like as wide as you can get it because it was a big yawn. Is that about right?
Yeah, exactly. And by the time I got taken to the hospital, I was drooling all over myself because you can't swallow.
And that's got to hurt, too, because you remember, you know, when you're in a dentist chair and they have you open, well, you get tired after a while having your mouth open like that. And you got it as wide open as can be for an extended period of time.
And the interview they give you when you get admitted, that's always awkward when you can't close your mouth.
This hospital corpsman comes in and hands me this thermometer and says, here, put this under your tongue. So I did. You know, I'm following instructions. Yeah. And the guy comes back in and he says, close your mouth. And I'm looking at him like, were you born yesterday?
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm here?
Wait, so you can't, but you can't talk, right? You can't say anything.
I mean, I would be like, here.
Got to write it down for you.
Okay, so you're in the hospital, and the nurse is going to shoot you up with some Valium, right?
Right. He wants to give me some Valium intravenously, so she's trying to stick a needle in one of the veins in my hand.
Okay.
And she missed. That was my right hand, so she went to my left hand and tried that hand and missed again. So she went back to my right hand. Third time's the charm, she finally got it in there.
Well, no, we're talking hand, we're not talking wrist. The Valium went into the hand?
Right, she was trying the back of my hand.
Yeah, look at those big veins on the back of your hand.
All right, I see. Okay, I see what you're saying, okay.
Yeah, so then they got to give me the Valium now that they got the needle in. So she asked my dad how much I weighed since I really couldn't talk.
Right.
And he said, I think he weighs about 150 pounds. I actually weighed at that time about 120.
Okay.
But he had dinner just before this all started. Well, that was an hour and a half previously. But she decided to give me enough Valium for a 200-pound man.
So you're 120, and based on your dad's information, they're giving you a dosage for a 200-pound man.
And with an empty stomach, basically, because a teenager is going to die.
And nothing happened.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
So she gave me a second dose of the same amount.
That happened with me one time with a second dose, too.
So
the first one didn't
work.
So
now you've been dosed for a 400-pound man.
Essentially, yeah.
So then what happened?
All I remember after that is when I woke up.
I was a freshman in college.
I had a full beard.
My mouth worked.
Yeah.
And I felt real good.
Yeah, I'll bet, man.
And this guy's straddling me like he's riding a horse.
Yeah.
Trying to hold my mouth closed and telling me not to talk, except it's not registering. So I just started babbling whatever my drug-filled mind was coming up with. I don't know what I was talking about. But
no, John knows what you're talking about because he's had that happen himself.
Well, how did they end up closing it? How'd they get it closed?
Well, he basically just pulled on the bottom part of my jaw and moved it around until he could pop it back into place.
And get that muscle to unspasm or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So then they ended up wrapping a sling, like for a broken arm, around my head so that it could limit how far I could open my mouth.
Awesome.
And told my dad to take me home and put me to bed. So we're leaving, and I'm just following along behind Dad, looking at all the pretty colors.
Yeah.
Wow. And he put me to bed, and I slept for 2.5 days.
Wow.
And you drove home?
He drove.
Oh, okay.
So you have got to have, you have to be yawn phobic, I would think.
Yeah, I have to be very careful about my yawns because I can do that again.
Really? It can get restuck.
Uh-huh. I've had a few times where it's kind of gone click, but not quite managed to dislocate again.
I've had the spasms.
Yeah, same.
You've had those spasms,
yes.
Brad?
Oh,
where,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, you get the tremor in there and...
And what feels like it wants to lock up?
Right, right. Is that what did? Was that, did that precede the locking up, Rich? The,
not
do you have
that
a tremor?
I know of.
No, no tremor. Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, this this show is a good test of all this because several times
you yawn all the time.
An hour.
This is a yawn fest.
It should you should be challenged. You should be yawn challenged. Listening to this program, Rich. That is an excellent story. Thank you very much. For sharing that.
Have a great weekend.
And
yeah, you too, guys. Thanks.
It may get you one of those knucklehead shirts.